I've got a 2023 Volvo S60 Recharge, which is a mouthful to say. It is their S60 sedan, Dad, that comes with a plug-in hybrid option, and you and I have talked about this for a while. Volvo is really embracing the electric vehicle variety, but they're actually doing it, I think, in a smart way, Dad, in that they're doing the plug-in variety of hybrids, right, which we've talked about that other manufacturers, namely Toyota, is doing as well. And this is just one more step in that direction. It's actually kind of the only vehicle in this kind of small luxury sedan class, you know, Audi A4, the BMW 3 Series, and obviously the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, that kind of fits this variety. That you can go between 30 and 45 miles per gallon, depending on, miles on electric only. It kind of has a slick system to tell you when you're only on electric, the gauge cluster there. And honestly, Dad, it was nice. I drove a fully electric, a different manufacturer we talked about a couple weeks ago, and this was nice to have, Dad, in the sense that it was nice to be able to plug in at night just for my normal 110, you know, plug-in outlet and get a full charge by morning. It was really great. And again, for most people, Dad, I think the average commute in America is in, what, under 20 miles, and even in Colorado where stuff's a little bit spread out, is definitely under 40 miles. So you could go, I bet you could go 3 or 4 weeks without having to fuel up, because this car, combined with its, the plug-in hybrid variety of it, you're able to go almost 500 miles, Dad, on a sedan tank, right? You're not this oversized fuel tank there. So outside of that, Dad, they redesigned this vehicle in 2019. It's got new Google-based infotainment systems with USB-C replacing the USB-A ports. They've got some different styling. This one was a blacked out model.
We lost you for a moment. Come on back.
If you so desire,
say that last part again. You broke up for just a minute, Richard. Say that part again.
So they've got an optional Bowers and Welcome sound system that you can put in as needed if you like. The vehicle I drove that, or that we drove, I should say, was about $67,000. But you can get it with the rechargeable, you know, the plug-in hybrid variety, and which gives you actually almost mid-400s in terms of horsepower. You can get that, Dad, for just over $50,000. So definitely a strong competitor for anyone that's in the market for, again, a luxury sedan, and one that I really enjoy driving. Encourage folks to get out and test drive themselves. So if you're in the market, head to your local Volvo dealer, test drive it, and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio sent you.
And again, for those of you, he broke up a little bit. Yeah, go to your local Volvo dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. And producer Ann, if you're listening to that, just dub all that in for us. And I would appreciate that, because Richard's connection at times. You know, Richard, in this modern day and age we live in, you would think cell service would be better than what it is. But you and even other callers at times struggle. I don't know why that is.
I tell you that it's one thing where, and I don't think they will ever figure it out until we start going more of the Musk way, right, of satellites. And even then, I'm not sure that we can put enough satellites into space to solve at least our terrain here in Colorado, right? We've kind of got a unique, a little bit of a unique situation here. But, yeah, sorry about that. But it's one of, I will say this, Dad, my last notes on that car, hopefully I've got a little bit better connection. One of my most favorite cars that I've driven of late, just in terms of its practicality, and again, could plug in on a nightly basis just out of a normal wall outlet and get a recharge and essentially do all of my driving on electric only the next day and even the next 2 days, depending on how far I went, which, again, is what you and I have talked about, I think, is that balance, right, that I think some of these manufacturers miss.
Got it. Makes total sense. Richard, I'll let you go. Appreciate it very much.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.